in Nebraska. The legislature there is deciding in the next few weeks whether to officially repeal the death penalty. If they do, they'll be the first conservative state to do so in more than 40 years. The Tea Party-endorsed governor and many conservatives are still staunch supporters of capital punishment. But support is growing among a group of equally conservative state senators. Leading the charge is the bill's co-sponsor, State Senator Colby Koash, who's in Lincoln. Senator Koash, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And we should say Nebraska's state legislature is officially nonpartisan. People don't run on party lines, but you do describe yourself as a Republican. We know it's a very red state, normally one that sides with death penalty. So what is the case you make against it?
Well, myself and some of my conservative colleagues have come to the conclusion that a couple of things. One, the death penalty is a government program that, at least in Nebraska, we've been unable to implement in over 20 years. And so a lot of us ran on a good government, an efficient government platform. We said to people that if you send us to the state capitol, we will find and root out government inefficiency wherever we find it. And the death penalty seemed to fit that bill. It's something that's been on the books. It's not being implemented. It is costing our state money. And so we're approaching it, some of us, from a good government perspective and saying, look, this is a program that's not working. We should just get rid of it.
Well, but when you say you haven't been able to implement, are you talking about the number of appeals and the delays that are involved with death penalty cases?
Well, the appeals have been costly and have delayed any executions for about 20 years. We had to change our method of execution several years ago from the electric chair to lethal injection, which caused another round of appeals. Our state has been unable to procure the drugs needed. Our governor has indicated he has got some now, but those will end up in appeals. And at the end of the day, we've got inmates sitting on death row that I don't believe will ever be executed. And for that reason, it made sense to get rid of it.
We should say the Supreme Court is currently considering a lethal injection case, which is based on the drug that's currently being used that was part of that botched execution in Oklahoma last year. So you're saying all of these issues are tied up with some of your considerations. Is there anything else? Is there any moral or faith-based thinking?
Well, certainly a lot of people take their stance from a faith-based perspective. We're a very pro-life state. I consider myself pro-life, and I've always struggled with taking the life of anybody, whether it's an unborn child or through euthanasia or even the death penalty. And so I've tried to be consistent in my pro-life views and how that plays out into legislation. Mm-hmm. And some of my colleagues are doing that, and some are saying, this is just too expensive. And at the end of the day, I think we've got enough support to actually repeal it this year.
Well, this is an interesting moment here. You've got the very blue state, Massachusetts, in which a jury just delivered a death penalty verdict to the Boston bomber. You've got the purplish state, Colorado, which is now trying James Holmes, the accused Aurora shooter, and he is facing a possible death penalty. And then you've got your very red state there, considering being the first conservative state to ban it. Now, you know how some of your colleagues are viewing this. Senator Bill Kinter says you've lost your way as a conservative.
Yeah, he's a staunch proponent of the death penalty. I will tell you this. I've had a lot of conversations with victims' families, and I certainly don't speak for all victims' families when I say this, because there are families on both sides of the issue. But one of the things that I've said on the floor and I've said to Senator Kitner is, look, if the state imposes gives a sentence which it cannot carry out, how is that justice? If you talk to a victim's family and you say for the crimes committed against your loved one, the perpetrator is going to be put to death, and 20 years later, that sentence is still not carried out. My question is, how is that justice? As far as, you know, us losing our way, I still say that good government and efficient government is part of a core conservative value, and I'm standing behind that.
Well, your governor, Pete Ricketts, says a repeal of the death penalty puts the safety of the public at risk. But I'm wondering, there's a Pew report that shows that Republican support of the death penalty remains pretty unchanged. But conservative Republican support of the death penalty has dropped 7 percentage points in the last few years. Do you feel that there is some sort of a brush fire among conservatives going on, this combination of cost and the idea of taking a life? You think you're part of something bigger?
Well, I can't tell you if this is part of a bigger movement. I'm in my seventh year as a legislator, and I've advocated for the repeal since I've been here. And I think that every year that goes by that there is not a successful execution, it lends more and more credence to the idea that if we're not going to actually do this, then why do we need to have it on the books in the first place?
That's Nebraska State Senator Colby Cohash. He's behind the move to repeal that state's death penalty possibility. And if he's successful in the legislature, it will go to the governor, who has said he'll veto it. But then the legislature has a chance to overturn the governor's veto. We'll keep an eye on this. Senator Cohash, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.